This is Andy on mic. I'm here at Krishnantwari's 90th birthday party. We have a gathering at the Tibetan Pavilion. It's just before 6 o'clock in the evening. There are flowers spewed about the grass. A beautiful decor to honor a beautiful man on his 90th. We're here with some of the organizers. B, can you tell us a little bit about tonight's event?
Today is Krishna's 90th birthday, so a great number of people have come from all over Oroville and from Pondicherry to greet him on this special day. So we're having a celebration here at the Tibetan Pavilion, and there's a beautiful kolam at the doorway that is made with 90 points with a continuous line to represent his life. It's in three colors in the Indian tricolor. And then just above that is another mandala in which has 89 oil lamps, because the 90th lamp is over here in front of Krishna, which he will light the first one, and then the other 89 will be lit. Then the center of the Tibetan Pavilion, there's a fountain that's covered in candles also that people who are here can light. And then all around the central fountain are flowers and decorations. So it's a very festive event that we are so happy to have Krishna. And Krishna, of course, brought his whole family here. We have all of his family here with us also today. So it's a great time. And we also want to honor the elders of Oroville. So they're all sitting next to Krishna. We have the Mahalingam, the oldest man in Oroville, at 94. He is there. And Nergez and Ursula and others are all there. So it's a grand occasion. Everybody seems to be enjoying themselves. And we have, of course, cake and ice cream as well. So it's going to be nice.
Thank you for sharing with us, B.
Welcome.
So informative.
Welcome.
And fantastic.
Thank you, Andy.
Hi, Abba. I'm Andy here from Oroville Radio, and we're here to cover the event to honor your father. So congratulations, 90 years. It's quite a lifetime.
Quite a lifetime.
And what is it about your father's life that kind of rests most in your heart?
Well, I would say he's had such an amazingly eventful life. You know, he joined the British Army in World War II. So he's gone through World War II, then he's gone through four wars in India, and then he's turned to mother. And Shurabindu, he's my father, but I find it's really quite remarkable, quite mind-blowing that really a soldier came to mother and Shurabindu, actually through the process he had gone through in his life. So because of him, we also discovered Oroville. So something which I'll always be grateful, because I was a child when I came to Oroville as a result. I mean, came to the ashram and met mother at that time. So, yes.
And if there's anything you want to wish for your father for the rest of his life, what would it be?
Good health.
You started a book? Lady in white.
Just to continue walking, to be a warrior of the light of mother. He's been a warrior all his life, but that he continues, he has good health and he continues to have the spirit on this journey that he's chosen to undertake. So that's all I can wish for.
Thank you so much for talking to me. Tell me, I'm here with Eric.
Hi, Andy. So well, it's fantastic to be here with all these Orwellians and friends of Krishna. There's such a wonderful atmosphere, and for me, Krishna has always been a very supporting presence. And the one fantastic thing was to invite him to school where I was teaching in New Delhi school and have him speak about his experiences during being drafted in the British Indian Army, volunteering for the British Indian Army and serving during the Second World War, and after serving in the independent India, and so during those wars with Pakistan. So it was very, very inspiring for the kids. They had all those questions: did you see Hitler, how many men did you kill? And he was answering them very quietly and very, in a subtle way. And was very, very pleasant. And that's what I...
A nice memory.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to share tonight.
Thank you.
Here's someone who won't be afraid to be on the radio. Marlenka, how are you doing today?
Great. Hey, Andy. Is this the biggest birthday party you ever saw?
I don't know. It's a fantastic birthday party, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Can you tell me one thing that is remarkable to you about Krishnatwari in his 90 years?
The fact that he always remembers everybody's birthday. Did you know that? He calls early in the morning from the master list whenever it's somebody's birthday. There he is. Happy birthday and wishing love and light. He's such a gentleman.
And to be his birthday today.
Yeah, really.
May everyone from the master list call.
It's a privilege. It's a gift, yeah. He's a wonderful man. He's done great work. Archives, big wonderful family.
You should invite the grandson. Hello? Interview the grandson.
Hello, the grandson.
Hi, I'm Richard.
We're supposed to be sitting and meditating, but talk to me. I'm here with Richard, the grandson of the birthday boy.
Richard. What can I say? It's quite the day.
It is quite the day.
And but it works, actually it works easier, you know, if you ask a question and I reply to it.
He's a smart one. I thought you had something to say, so I was waiting. How do you feel about your grandfather turning 90?
I think it marks for us it's a victory of everything that's good. You know, I mean, for me, what I've always seen him as is the most sincere person anyone could be, and he's always been a role model, and not from the aspect of that he's a soldier, I mean, born for Mother India, but from an aspect even greater, because he's someone who's actually lived a life to, I mean, he would disagree with me if I said perfection, but I would like to believe, I mean, the best life anyone could live. And I mean, it gives us delight to see that something has progressed so long, so far, and even though we've come across so many health issues and so many others, I mean, we've come a very long way, and it's a delight to have had him along all these days.
Yeah. On this special day, we would like to wish our dear Krishna a very happy birthday and bon fête, and thank all of you for coming. And we also wish to honor the elders in the community, especially Ma Lingam, who is our oldest, and we have all the others here sitting. Like Michael Zellner. We have an invocation that is going to be sung by Joy. We also would call your attention to the very special kolams that have been made at the doorway. These were made by Grace the dancer, and she made them, and now she has left. But I should tell you that these kolams, the one right here by the door has 89 candles on it, because the 90th candle is here. And Krishna will light the 90th. He will light this one, and then some people will go and light the oil lamps. But there are candles here in the center for all of you to light from this candle here. And there is papers over there by the door. These are papers from Oroville Papers. And those are for you to write your greetings and your best wishes for Krishna. And they will all be bound together in a book that will be presented to him. So don't forget to go there and write something for Krishna, because it's overwhelming for him to have all of you at once, so he can sit quietly and read what you want to say to him. There is an exhibition here afterward that you can see that Michael has done. That's for you to see. And then there's food after. We have some nice cake and ice cream. There are, you know, many things that could be said. I won't say any of them, because most of you know Krishna. And we just want everyone to feel the sense of gratitude that Orville has for him, for his life, which has been very significant, not only for Orville, but of course for India as well. And how honored we are that he is here, that his whole family is here, and that we are able to celebrate with him this special 90th day. So what we will do, we will now have the invocation sung by Joy.
I think two. The first one will be Om Anandamayi, and the second one will be the Gayatri, Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri Mantra, where I invite everybody to join.
And then after we have a short meditation, it will be about 5 minutes, you will hear the gong to start and to finish.
Savitur varam rupam jyoti Tasya Dhimahi Yanna Satyena Deepaye Satyena Deepaye.
Thank you, everyone, and thanks to all the people who prepared all the food and all the decorations. Take a few minutes and allow them to put the things out, and Krishna will be here. Thank you all for coming.
I'm Andy, I'm here from Oroville Radio, and I'm just collecting some thoughts about Krishna and his 90th.
Are you telling the story about how the mother gave the blessing, and that's
blessings.
All? Yeah.
You know, I have it in my head, but I don't have it so precisely. Maybe Diti could do that better.
Okay.
But I definitely say something about him. Okay. That I can.
Okay, well, tell me, what is there, do you think, stands most prominent in your heart to honor about Krishna over his 90 years?
Oh, his life. Just his life. It's a life that's a life of total commitment, dedication to his country initially. He's done whatever and more. And when he turned to Sri Aurobindo and mother, for him, his life and Kamala's life, you can't separate the two, has been given for Mother India and for Oroville, for Sri Aurobindo and the mother. It's unbelievable. It's a fantastic example for all of us. Even at this age, both of them vibrate with Oroville, with Sri Aurobindo and the mother's grace. I don't think I can say anything more than that. It encapsulates everything. You know, apart from the personal landmarks and achievements, that's on one side. But the most essential is a life of total giving. And they both have done that.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Me? This in Oroville you don't get to come out for anything.
Yeah.
You know, and,
so,
and this is just love.
And the atmosphere, yeah. And I was like, this is our community right here. This is my friend Andy from the radio.
Andy from the radio. We know everybody.
Andy from the radio.
Andy from the radio. You know, we know her. Andy from
radio
the radio.
Radio Andy.
And she's collecting some words from Krishna. Anything you remember from the early years?
Anything you want to honor about his life? Something to say about 90 years?
I mean, he is a living example of eternal youth.
Eternal youth.
Eternal youth.
Yeah. He was.
He is a living example.
So for us, this is.
I believe 100% that he's the witness
of the youth which never ages.
Yes, as Mother was telling.
And is there anything specific about his life or his perspective?
Heroic, courageous, you know, very disciplined. You should see how even today he runs the archives. High level of discipline. And when he was not well for a few days, he was only worried about what will happen to the archives. So he has even formed now an advisory committee to take care of the archive, and he is not always able to come because one or two days he may not feel. So he is so disciplined, fully focused on the work, fully dedicated. It's a living example for all of us.
Yes.
And another point is one of those who are active, having a lot of activities, and not conflictual. Whatever is with him has been in harmony, always have a harmonious environment. This is something great, which is not easy in all of it.
Well, my name is Nergis, and I've known Krishna for years on one, because I think I was a family friend once upon a time also. And then I used to meet him in our, every Wednesday when I went to housing. And now I don't see him. I had worked with him in archives also. And he was nearly in tears just now because he felt very emotional, because we are two senior most citizens in Oroville.
Wow. And both of you have such, I'm sure, beautiful lives of dedication to Oroville that shine as an example to everyone else here.
Well, I do not know about all that, but I have been nearly over 35 years in Oroville. So I've seen the ups and downs of Oroville, how it was before, and how it is now. It's a great change.
And in terms of Krishna and his life, and in his 90 years, is there anything that stands out to you as particularly mentionable or beautiful in that respect?
Do you like some cake?
Oh, thank you.
It's okay, please.
Thank you very much.
No problem. How are you?
Okay.
Sorry, continue with
no,
you.
No, please.
I say thank you to you. Thank you for coming.
Kids headache. Me, don't get
up. No,
no.
Nargis, don't get up. He wants
no,
to come
wait,
and help.
No.
How can they help if they're sitting when he's sitting in the
room? Very sweet of you to ask.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Krishna. Happy birthday to you.
And thank you, my dear sister Nargis. Thank you.
They pass it, they are very good at singing.
That's
okay.
I have to go back and sit down also. I'm answering myself.
Just one.
Somebody is holding me.
You want to sit here? You want to sit next to me, I guess?
No, I'm going there.
No, he's going back there. He is going because he wants.
So, I've never seen such a beautiful celebration.
Everyone is admiring my kurta.
You should interview her.
And your good name?
Shyam Kumari. I have lived in 43 years in the ashram, never went out even for a night.
Do you have a word to say about Krishna and his 90th birthday? What about his life stands out to you?
I wrote him a letter.
Yeah?
I brought him this shirt, which he is wearing 2 days back. And I wrote, a life beautifully lived.
A life beautifully lived. Thank you.